A story taken from the Gospel of Matthew. John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea, and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. And do not presume to say to yourself, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff will burn with unquenchable fire." People of God, hear what the Spirit is saying.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Years. It's pretty awesome, amen?
Amen.
Well, who are we? I mean, who are we celebrating? We're a diverse and welcoming community. We're known as Dignity Dayton, which has grown to be known as Living Beatitudes Community. We're a faith community within the Federation of Christian Ministries. We're people from St. Agnes. We're people who come from Catholic and Lutheran and Baptist and other church backgrounds, and some with none. We are LGBTQA. We're trans. We're straight, bi people, and more. We are people who promote and accept women's ordination. We're people who look for a safe home community where all are truly welcomed. Think of that. 50 years of blood, sweat, and tears. 50 years of standing strong, speaking truth to the Archdiocese, to the church as a whole, making a difference in the city of Dayton, the state of Ohio, and well beyond that. How did that all happen? I believe it happened because we understand who we are. Listen from this quote from Dignity USA's, with whom we're a chapter. "We are rooted in faith. We engage in actions that embody Christ's love and promote social reform within the church and society. This includes service to individuals, collaboration with LGBTQA and other justice-oriented oriented groups, advocacy for the marginalized community, promoting equitable access to health care, challenging sexism and patriarchy. We work to remove barriers of full personhood and promote inclusivity in liturgical and community life for all individuals, regardless of gender identity or sexual orientation." I guess that's saying everybody's supposed to be part of this. And we're one with that. So, who are we? Well, we're the Living Beatitudes Community. quoting from their website, our website. We're a group of friendly and caring Christians who worship together, work for social justice together, live in the emulation of the spirit of the Beatitudes, that believing that the Beatitudes are the fullest expression of Jesus' teaching. We seek to live that message and have and be an intentional Eucharistic community. Our social and ecclesiastical diversity enhances our respect for each individual's spiritual journey. Persons of different faiths are all welcome. Who are we? We seek unity of all people. We respect diverse sources of wisdom and spiritual inspiration. We believe that there's more value in questioning than absolute doctrines. We believe that Jesus gave us an example of a life lived for peace, inclusion, and justice. Does that sound like who we are? Amen. It's through liturgical sharing liturgical life and mutual support of one another that we strengthen our ability to live those Beatitude-inspired lives, live dedicated to a spiritual growth and social commitment. We're a faith community of the Federation of Christian Ministries. From their website, we are a faith community, a community of people responding to the same spirit of a new Pentecost, something what John the Baptist was doing. That was in Jesus Christ, announcing His presence. We're committed to embodying that spirit of rich diversity of ministries that lead to renewal and transformation in communities we serve. We pursue this goal by living and working through our values. And the values are compassion, belonging, empowerment, equity, and mindful living. That's who we are. And that's something to really celebrate, knowing that we are fallen by our loving Creator. So these past 50 years, what have they taught us? You might ask, what's the result of these 50 years? Well, the reason I ask that is sometimes we can become frustrated that we don't see results, the ones we've hoped for. You know, going back 1975 to 2025, 50 years, that's a long time. It's an impressive time. I believe being is what we celebrate. Being who we are. And it's not about results. Results are not what's important. Now, that may sound weird, but listen to what Thomas Merton says about that. He said, big results are not in your hands or mine, but they suddenly happen. We can share them, but there's no point in building our lives on this personal satisfaction that may be denied from us. And that's not what's important after all. What does he mean, not important? Aren't we a results-driven society? But that's not what it's about. He says, it's not important that we personally see the results, however worthy they may be. I mean, look at the prophet who Isaiah, what he prompted. He didn't see it in his day. John the Baptist didn't see it in his day. But it's that we're part of that tradition. Merton goes on, he says, the work we are doing and the good that will come from the existence of LBC and Dignity Dayton and FCM is not ours. But it's the fact that we've allowed ourselves, in obedience to faith, to be used by God's love. We've allowed ourselves, by our faith, to be used by God's love. And gradually, we're going to be free of the need to prove ourselves, to show people anything. It's about living who we are. It's about what Jesus did. About living that love. So let's take a look. We have 50 years. We've been used by God's love. When we understand that, we gradually become free of the need to prove ourselves. There's nothing to prove. You are a child of God. You don't need a birth certificate to say that. It's who we are. And it's being open to the power of love that will work through us without our even knowing it. How many times do you touch somebody and you don't even know that you've touched them? Or how many times have you been touched by somebody and they don't realize the impact that they had on their life because they loved you? So that's what we celebrate. 50 years of being used by God, not being caught up in the love of power, but living the power of love. Richard, your comments.
Well, as you heard, we go back to 1975, 50 years. I was in Chicago then working on my divinity degree at CTU, Catholic Theological Union, the same institution where Pope Leo got his MDiv degree.
Well, taught him everything he knew. Come on.
He was 4 years behind me. Our friend Marie Sweeney, who was celebrating with us, maybe she might be on Zoom with us, was just 1 year ahead of him at CTU. In 1977, I attended my first ever Dignity event with Dignity Chicago. Following my diaconate ordination on December 16th of that year and my priesthood ordination 6 months later, I became very involved with the Philadelphia Dignity chapter. I also served as a chaplain to a few other Dignity communities over the years, including, of course, this one. So I have a long history with the Dignity movement. It's for that reason that Tom asked me to say something about the Dignity part of LBC's history. Now, I have to keep this short, so I won't go into a lot of detail and name a lot of names, but some among us today go back almost to the very start of this local community, and they deserve our utmost respect and gratitude. You can read about our humble beginnings in a document prepared by a hard-working LBC committee that included my dear spouse. And imagine the difficulty of trying to summarize 50 years of our sometimes chaotic development. But they did it, and I ask that you not just read it, but savor it. We've come a long, long way through hard times and joyous ones. And how we got here involved some real determination, dedication, and one heck of a lot of blessings. But this is the second Sunday of Advent, and we have lit the first two candles on our Advent wreath, the candles of hope and peace. Too bad there's not one named Dignity. But clearly that's what you get when you combine hope with peace, dignity.
Amen.
The candles of joy and love for the third and fourth Sundays of Advent are obviously components of dignity as well. Now, in the New American Bible's translation of the Gospels, there is only one mention of dignity. One. It's in Luke 1:32, and it comes in the story of the angel Gabriel's visit to Mary, who told her, "You have found favor with God. You shall conceive and bear a son and give him the name Jesus. Great will be his dignity. And he will be called Son of the Most High." As followers of Jesus, as the body of Christ, great is our dignity as well. So great, in fact, that nothing can take it away. Father Pat Nydorf knew that glorious reality in his heart. He's the man who started Dignity as a simple support group for gay men in 1969 in the City of Angels, Los Angeles. It's as if an angel said to him, "You shall give birth to a new manifestation of divine love. A love to be found in the misunderstood and the wounded, in people whose sexuality and gender identity are devalued. Great is their dignity, though some refuse to see it. They will live in hope, peace, joy, and love, because they are to be called children of the Most High. Great is our dignity indeed. The roots of LBC go back to the courageous act of a priest who saw dignity where others couldn't. Courageous because even in one of the country's most progressive cities, reaching out to queer folks was just too threatening to church officials. And after just 2 years, Father Pat was ordered to stop his gay ministry. But he planted a seed. He took an essential first step, which inspired sexual outcasts and their courageous supporters in numerous other places, including here, to start dignity ministries, with or without church approval. Mostly without. Courage, which comes from the Latin for heart, is contagious. Courage is contagious. Advent means coming. It's a time to prepare to say yes, as Mary did, to whatever comes next, for whatever challenges are on the way, and to respond to them with heart, with courage. Perhaps Father Pat saw his ministry in light of some words from Paul in our second reading today. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to think in harmony with one another. Because in the reign of God, there must be no disharmony, no outcasts. Or maybe Isaiah's vision in our first reading moved Father Pat. We heard a wonderful rendering of it today. It was a prophecy about a coming leadership under which, as today's rendering said, the world will undergo a radical transformation. The deep-seated conflicts and natural rivalries that define our current world will dissolve into unexpected harmony. Oh, there's that word again, harmony. A state of oneness in the midst of wild diversity. What a dreamer Isaiah was. What dreamers we need to be. Whatever comes, may this 50-year-old community continue to provide a radical welcome to all. May it have an ever-expanding commitment to social justice. May it display the courage, the great heart of its saintly predecessors, such as Father Pat. May it believe in the good news that the reign of God is at hand, as the baptizer said in today's gospel. May we know the dignity that comes from living the Advent virtues of hope, peace, joy, and love. And God's people say, amen. Amen.